Dunkirk. Looks like Handsome Johnny with a carbine in his hand, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Korea. Looks like Handsome Johnny with an M1 in his hand, marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. Birmingham. Looks like Handsome Johnny with his hand rolled in a fist, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, what's the use of singing this song? Some of you are not even listening. Tell me what it is we've got to do. Wait for our fields. Hey, wait for the bullets to start a whistling. Hey, here comes a hydrogen bomb. And here comes a guided missile. Here comes a hydrogen bomb. I can almost hear its whistle. I can almost hear its whistle.
It would not be a folk music sort of oriented episode without playing some Richie Havens. This guy influenced me from such a young age when I first saw the footage of him playing at Woodstock. That was Handsome Johnny. And before that, Jensen McRae, My Ego Dies at the End, one of my favorite songs of the last year. I am Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the Jukebox. I'd like to play something from Noreen Braun, who is a Vancouver-based award-winning two-spirit singer-songwriter with accolades from the Banff Center and a residency at the LA Music Awards as well. So here she is on the show with Ascending Lullaby, Noreen Braun on the Jukebox.
Still and listen with the wind. You're a bird now. We're Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
And how do I say this sweetly? Yes, it is more fun to live life daily. And if you learn to, you're gonna break off.
Discover Sandra Boza's new album, A Sound in the Dark.
I'm going, I got tired, I got out. I put it in a bottle and I drank it down. Not even a case. It's ever gonna do me good.
Add Sandra's music to your playlist on all platforms or visit sandraboza.com.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is music from Carolina Chocolate Dream, eh? That's one of Rhiannon Goodian's first groups, and the song was called Starry Crown, right here on the Jukebox. We've also got music from the Sadies. Before we get to that, I wanted to say thank you to my team who helped me put this show together every week. A big up to our sponsors and our station partners, and to you, the listeners. If you do want to hear something and have requests, just hit us up on social media, Julian Taylor's Jukebox on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Here is the Sadies, one of the coolest rock and roll bands, well, country rock and roll, country western rock and roll, that is, on the planet. And hold on, hold on. This is live. Hope you dig it.
Half the time.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
We'll be right back. Your cousin's in the backyard acting good. Cooking butter came down bush and's got his dancing shoes on. The uncle's flipping burgers to the beat. Cousins are playing the guitar, tapping their feet. Our sisters and brothers and aunties and uncles and cooking and bush and dancing along. Everybody's having a good time. It's Friday night, and when the family's all together, it feels just right.
Albertan country music from Trent Age Coute with Dancin' Along right here on the Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Hope you've been enjoying the episode this week. It's episode 127, if you can believe that. I cannot myself, which is crazy. Before that, we heard something from Lori Reed, who is a Canmore-based singer-songwriter and one of the founding members of the Alberta group, The Fates, who explored the unique and ever-changing environment of the elements that make up our lives, which is the human condition. Lori is off to a great start. The song you heard was Gold. We got one more here on the show, and it is a beauty. It's from Terrence Orlando, or better yet known as Terry Callier, another artist like Odetta, who really should have gotten more props back in the day, and I hope that their props are coming. They deserve it. He was an American soul, folk, and jazz singer, guitar player. You got to check out his records. This is from the album, his seminal album, What Color Is Love, which was released in 1972. Here is You're Gonna Miss Your Candyman on the Jukebox. Until next week, have a good one. Keep on tuning into the music. Send us some requests, and we'll see you then. Ciao, bananas.
a circle going around the sun. Wheeling like a circle going around the sun. Feeling like a circle going around the sun. Reeling like a circle going around the sun. Feeling like a circle going around the sun. Around the sun, 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 what around the sun.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
The Cultures Youth Panel are thrilled to announce that this year's Ignite Festival will be taking over the Cultures Historic Theatre at 1895 Venable Street from May 15th to May 18th. Ignite is an eclectic festival that celebrates excellence in the emerging arts and is curated entirely by members of the youth panel at the Culch, made up of theatre performers, filmmakers, writers, poets, dancers, musicians, visual artists, and more, all between the ages of 13 and 30. Performances this year will include short plays, monologues, poetry, some stand-up comedy, live music, dance, a short film program, and drag performances. Tickets are currently available through the Cultures box office, in person, by phone, or online. Tickets are by donation on a sliding scale. Hope to see you there!